the King James Version mode this morning. I've been waiting on the Lord. I've been trusting because we're on the fifth month ending, the last Sunday of the month, the last day of the month. Tomorrow we cross over to a new month and a crossing over of the sixth month, which how many know that's the number of man? Come on. If we look at numerology, it's the number of man. It doesn't belong to the world. Nothing belongs to the world. Everything belongs to God. Because everything was made. If you know the scriptures, if you've read the scriptures in the Gospel of John, he writes to us, all things were made by him, for him. And so everything that's made in this world has been made by our God, for him, which is our Savior and himself, which is in us. So the earth is of the Lord, the psalmist wrote, and the fullness thereof, it belongs to us. But some of us just don't get this, because we don't understand and get this God. You know, I'm not talking about a God of religion. I'm not talking about an occult world, because don't call us an occult world, because I'm keeping you to eat together like I want to keep you here. I don't force or do anything that you don't control. You control your journey. You control your life. You control whatever you desire to control. This ministry doesn't do that. But what we do is offer. And right now we're going to offer what God wants to give us. And I'm a stingy man when it comes to God. I'm not a stingy person when it comes to giving for our God. But when it's for me to receive, I got all the pockets I need. Come on, say amen. And I'm so stingy, I'm going to take your blessing. If it belongs in this church, you don't take it, I will. Because I'm a stingy person when it comes to the things of God. Come on, I've learned to receive from him what he promised. So if you don't want to believe and accept what God is bringing to you in this ministry, we're taking it. Come on. Come on. Someone say amen. Because this is the God. He's the God of more than enough. He has sustained us for 45 plus years now. He has sustained us, and we have story over story over story over story over story, and they don't stop. He's an amazing God. But we had to learn the amazement of God. Some of you are seeing it, some of you are tasting it, but you truly don't even know it yet. Because you put your status of our God by the blessing you received. But he's not wanting that you be joyful in the blessing. He wants you to be joyful in the blesser that provides the blessing. Because if you don't, he will have to sustain by of giving more to you. Because what it does and what it has done, including us, it'll fail you. Say fail. And I know that our God is not a failure. We are. We will fail God, but he'll never fail us. Hello, somebody. And so as we get to this, what God is believing for to end the month, because, you know, we're in the fifth month. It's supposed to be restoration time. We're in the year of Jubilee. Come on. And Jubilee means a restoration also. We're in the year of goodness of God. We're in the month of grace of God. But we know grace is daily. And that's what sustains you. Grace is sustaining you. But let me share something before I go into the joyfulness of the Lord. Grace sustains you, but it will not make heaven for you. Grace will give you the option in the failures to make it right for the future. We're supposed to learn from all that what we failed in, that our future will be that much brighter. However, it's not something God makes us do. What he does tell you and tells us is, and you have heard this many times, remember what I've done for you. And he gave us the whole prior covenant to bring remembrance of what happens to those that forget, to those that remember, thanking God for the repentance of those that forget. Because when you open the door to your enemy, he comes in. All he needs is a pinhole entrance. And when he sees that pinhole entrance, he comes in. And that's why it's written, like a flood, the Lord has to come and raise a standard, because the enemy, he comes in. Come on. Because we open the door. God doesn't open it. We open it. God shuts the door that can't be opened. And he shuts the door to our enemy. But sometimes we don't realize this God of ours because of what's being preached behind the pulpit. You know, I'm not here to make you feel good. My job is to help you to make it. Because we're not arrived and we haven't made it yet. We still got to keep pressing toward the mark. We got to daily pick up our cross. We got to continue with praise and thanksgiving. Daily, we need to be nourished in our spiritual walk and journey by reading and praying and hearing and fellowshipping with those of God. Because if you don't know, the Apostle John wrote it in the epistles that he wrote, 1, 2, 3. He wrote that a friend of the world is an enemy of God. He said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We don't get that. We don't understand. Yeah, we're in the world, but we're not of this world. What that means, we are different. Hello, somebody. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be those that are recognized different. There's something about you. You don't even have to speak it. And I believe that my granddaughter, who gave her that Jesus loves you sticker, touched the heart of that one because she was failing to be the light. And when you fail to be the light, God will send a child, because out of the mouth of a babe, a child, comes a perfected praise. Because it doesn't matter. She doesn't know, right? But God will choose a child because we are failing as adults. Hello, somebody. Come on. This is where we're at. And why? Because what happens is that to get our joy back, how did we lose it? Where did we lose it? Why did we lose it? What caused it that it be lost? Where is it that this was allowed to come in? Because God only allows what you open to be allowed. If it's in his word that you, I, us, his people, how many know we're the anointed ones of God? How many know that we are the anointed ones of God? If you have a spirit, you are the anointed ones of God. And you know what his Bible says? Touch not my anointed, nor do my prophets any harm. Because when you do that, you have no idea what's coming against you. So this is a warning. Watch out, because there are many talking about God's people. There are many that are coming against God's people. Hello? And we got to be careful, because we're not exempt for being and receiving what God's word says. Because heaven and earth, say heaven and earth. Look at heaven and earth is going to pass away. It's all going to be done. Come on. But he says, my word, it's the only thing that's going to be sustained. So this is why we must come to the place, learn from him, learn his word, understand his word. And it's going to start like this to get our joy. Isaiah 61 and verse number 1, but number 3 is going to be our actual message starting. But he says, the Spirit of the Lord, on verse number 1, King James Version, Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord, and we are recording now, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is the prophet Isaiah speaking of what's to come. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Does it say everybody? Does it say everybody? But we tell everybody to tell everybody. Come on, don't we say that? Haven't we not said that? What did Jesus say? Go make disciples. Disciples mean those who have made a decision to follow. Because not everybody wants to be discipled. Not everybody wants to come to the place with God. Hello, somebody. He says, has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Number 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. The day of vengeance of our God. The day of vengeance is coming, church. You have no idea when this day is coming. This was prophetically spoken over about 3,000 years from today. And it's still that we still don't understand. Vengeance is coming. But sometimes we don't realize vengeance has happened because I am a witness to those that God has taken care of what they have done to his anointed one. That's you. That's us. Come on. How are you here? And I'm going to clarify it right now. Okay. Acceptable year, the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Here's our text now. To appoint unto them that mourn. Listen, because we're coming after you this morning. We're coming after because you lost your joy. Your joy should always remain. This day should be a day that you should be rejoicing in. If you're ignorant, your ignorance is following you from yesterday. Come on, somebody, because what you did wrong yesterday is following you today. If you didn't get rid of it or repent yesterday, oh, you're not hearing this, because we're in a new day. For grace and mercy has been renewed. Hello? Grace and mercy is renewed daily. That means at midnight, our time, grace and mercy entered. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for grace and mercy. Trust me. And so, understanding that we are appointed time to them that mourn is to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of. You don't have your Bibles because we don't have it up there, do we? Oh, we do. It's just not up there. The oil of joy. How many know what we're talking about this morning? How many know what joy is? How many know you're supposed to be walking in it? How many know your life is full of joy? How many know you've been called to be the joyous one in the world? That means you are the light. You are that one that should never be without. You're the one that should never beg for bread. You're the one that's always going to be in a protective manner. You're the one that's always going to be strengthened. You're the one that's always going to walk in the grace. You're the one that's always going to be with the laughter. You're the one that's going to be able to be drawing people, because the oil of joy for the morning. Who in the morning? Oh, man, you're quiet. You can say amen in this church. We don't hold you. Come on, how many are filled with the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost should be acknowledging this. If it's in you, you should be saying amen, because it will say amen, because it agrees with the word of God, which is the Lord, his word, and it's agreeing with his creator, which is our creator. Come on, we're not religious here. You can say amen. Yes, you can even say yes. You can even stand up and say amen, pastor. If you don't want to, that's your prerogative, right? Oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise. Come on, this is how you're going to be clothed, should I say? And it doesn't matter where you shop for your clothing. This clothing that he provides, you can't buy it anywhere. There's not a price you will pay. It was a price paid for that you can walk in this manner. Come on. And if you don't realize this, and you don't accept this, then your life will never reach the attainment that God has called that you, the head, not the tail, should arrive to. And we're not arrived yet to the heavens. So meanwhile, while we're in this earth, God has established this, that he says, that the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. How many know there's a spirit of heaviness? We're fighting you. We're fighting it right now. Every morning we're fighting. I'm in my room praying against the spirit of heaviness. How many know what that means? We're walking because what the world is doing to you, what life is doing to you, what the challenges that are coming, what you're going through, what you are facing, what you cannot understand and what you can't see a way out, what you don't understand, that is not from God. But what is from God is this right here that he's called. This is why he tells you, rise up this morning. I'm sorry. You can't get this watching television church. You cannot get what he's given you this morning for attendance. Why? Because you're showing your love for him that he first loved you with. What that means is, no matter what you were facing, he still went to the cross. It would pay the price. And this is the price that has been paid for, because this is his will. The spirit of heaven is that they might be called trees of righteousness. How many know what a tree of righteousness is? How many know what the tree represents? The tree was the cross. And the cross represents our lives. Say our lives. How many know we should have life? And we should have life more. Oh, help me here. John 10:10. More abundantly, more than enough. Don't have to beg. Don't have to be concerned what tomorrow's going to bring, because there's enough today. Oh, you're not hearing this. Come on, help me here, Jesus. That they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. This is the reason that he's bringing us, that we can have the anointing of joy, the oil of joy. And it started by the verse number one, the Spirit of God is upon me. Jesus said the same exact words in Luke chapter 4. He spoke the same words, because it is a place where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Prophetically speaking, but now prophetically living, this is here now. Say now. When is faith? Oh, some of you don't get it. Faith is now. It should be burned. You should be stirred up. If you have the faith of God, it should be stirring you up. It should the joy should, wait a minute, that's right. Why? Because we're coming against what the scriptures are telling us to come against. What we're facing today, the spirit of heaviness. Some of you don't understand. It's a spiritual warfare right now. It's a spiritual battle. That's why Ephesians says, put on your armor, on the sixth chapter. Put on your armor. Because if you don't put on your armor, you're not going to be able to withstand the evil days that we are on right now. Some of you have conformed to what God says. Do not be conformed to. Some of you are walking in a manner that you don't realize is leading you astray. I mean, politically speaking, how many know that California needs a new governor? What kind of governor? A lying governor? I vote based on conviction, morality. Come on. Hello. Not what you say, not what you look. Tell me all you want to know, but I'm going to watch. I'm going to read about you, because you're somewhere. How many know somebody knows something about you? No. How many know somebody knows something about you that your neighbor don't know? How about those that work with you? How about the customers, if you have to serve customers, know you? How about co-workers know you? Come on. What about this one? My work husband knows me. My work wife. You know what that means? They spend more time with those than they do with home. Why? Because the job requires that. How many understand this? And all of a sudden, you got two wives and you got two husbands. No, you still got one wife, you got one husband. Come on, say amen. They're not your wives. They're not your husband. It's a lie set up to cause you to lose what God gave you. I'm not hearing this, but with the spirit of heaviness is upon us. Why? Because everything that's around us, the challenges, hello. The challenges of, you know, oh my God, the hantavirus. What is the hantavirus? What is this? It's in Africa, for God's sake. It's not here. Hello. And if you visited Africa, well, guess what? You're bringing it over here. No, you're going to come this way and we're going to put you aside. Hello. Come on. What is that? COVID's coming back. What do you mean COVID? It never left us. COVID, my God, is the flu without the extra ingredients that they did in Wuhan. Hello. It's being exposed. For you that know the truth, it's being exposed. Come on. You that didn't take the vaccination, you are the champions today, because we were right. Come on. We were right. No, I'm not taking your vaccination, but if you had to, come on, we're going to pray that all this that is coming, that they're dying left and right because of that. Why? Because it's a control issue, and we are people who are free. Come on, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We are the church. Come on, death can't hold us down. We have the keys to death, hell, and the grave. It cannot hold you down. We are fighters. Come on. We are warriors. We're soldiers of the army of the Almighty God, armed and dangerous. But you got to know who you are. You got to believe what you're hearing. And you got to understand that Jesus stood up and said, today it is fulfilled. That means today it is upon you. You have been anointed with the oil of joy. Come on. Say amen. The oil of joy. For what? For those that are mourning. We got many mourning today, not only because we lost loved ones, because of what we lost in life. Hello. We got relationships that are bad. Come on. We have job losses. Hello. For doing what's right. Our children are being swept away from us because of systems out there. come on, we have a battle on our hands right now in the church. The church should be wide awake more than ever right now, but we're sleeping. We're asleep. We're so concerned about what we haven't received because we can't see what God has already given. And so when we're in that mode, the Satan comes in with these and twists God's word and says, you're not worthy. You must not be the one. You're in the wrong location. You're doing the wrong thing. But all that is a lie, because when you're in the will of God, things are moving and the battle is on. Say amen, somebody. If there's no battle, we're in trouble. But you're in a battle because you're in the right place with God. And when you're in the right place with God, it is on. Say amen, somebody. But what it can't do is take away what you give up. They can't take it. Because it's on you. The Spirit, the anointing's on you. It destroys the yoke. Say amen. Man, I'm thankful I can walk in and people can feel God without you even knowing that, man, you made the difference. Well, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say amen. Because you don't need to say anything. If you're in the will of God with the Spirit of God, it walks in with you. Hello? Doesn't mean you're not going to face a challenge. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through it. Doesn't mean you are going through it. Doesn't mean that it's going to overwhelm you. What it means is you're on the way to the next level. Next level. Faith to faith. Glory to glory. Some of us don't even realize what the glory of God really is like. Come on. We haven't reached a place where your shadow is healing people. Just your shadow. Not saying a word. Because we all believe we got to say these long prayers. And we believe we got to speak these long words over these. Jesus just said, receive it. Paul walked in his shadows. Peter, watch. They're shadows. My God, that's the glory of God. Say amen, somebody. You haven't seen that in our world, have you? We're reading about 2,026 years ago. My God. But what's happening is that we've lost what the word says about the oil of joy. The anointing that is in us needs to be picked up. So God wants us to understand about the joy. Come on, we're going to go to the book of Proverbs. We're going to be in there for a little bit. All right, close your job. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. We're going to be in the 15th chapter. There's so much in the Proverbs. How many know that wisdom crieth out today? How many know that if we lack wisdom, we should ask it and freely God will give it to us? James, the 5th chapter, tells you if you lack wisdom, let him ask for it. How many know we lack wisdom this morning? Come on, say amen. Wisdom means, you know, don't tempt the Lord. How many know we like to tempt the Lord? I don't believe in tempting the Lord, because when you do that, you're on your own. Even though, you know, that's the word of God. But, you know, if you put your hand in the snake pit, you're going to get bit. Don't tempt the Lord. Oh, Jesus, help me here. But we're talking about a merry heart now. We're going to get into what's called a merry heart. We're going to get to the joy, because joy means to be merry. Joy means to have exactly what God says, because he gave it to us. Come on. He gave it to us. Say, he gave it to me. All right, let's go. Let's go to verse number 3 heart, because if I have a great joy, and that is upon me, this is who you should be. And you know, you may not like this, but you know, you guys are, if you're just like me, we kind of judge people, don't we? You don't mean to, but your character just does it, especially if you've been in Christ as long as we have. We start looking at you and saying, oh man, here they come. Have you ever done that? Here they come. I'm not even going to say, how are you doing? I just say, hello. Because once you ask, how are you doing? There it goes. You open the window of heaven on you. And they tell you how bad everything is because there's no good God in their life. Have you been there? Come on. Have you been there? So I've learned how to say hi rather than how are you doing. Come on. Welcome to Tom Bell Chevrolet. I never say, can I help you? Come on. See, you got to know this. What do you mean? No, that's a no question. That's an answering question. You don't ever want to give an answering question. Come on, say amen. You answer the question with a question. Oh, Jesus. Verse 13 is going to teach us something. And what I'm telling you today, this morning, saying good morning to you, Cornerstone. Good morning, church. Good morning to all of you that are present. Good morning. But this morning, God is sharing with you that the beauty that comes from ashes is about to be attainable more than you've ever seen in the years past, because the next 6 months coming, God wants to do, and it's going to do great things for those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Come on, the Spirit of God is saying, are you here? You don't have to accept this. You don't have to receive anything that God has already begun to say. And of course, you're not going to remember everything. So you go to our website. It's free. You can hear the message for free. But your mattress isn't. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you're never going to find another mattress, but don't believe me. You'll go fall for it. But verse number 13, because God's after. What is God coming for when he comes for you? What's he looking for right now when he's looking? He's here looking down on us right now. He's in the midst of us. What's he looking at? He's discerning what? Your hearts right now. Every one of your heart. He don't care about how you look. He don't care how fancy you are. He don't care what kind of accounts you have or what you don't have. Well, he's looking at, where's your heart? Where's your heart? When you woke up this morning, where's your heart? Were we thankful that he woke us up on a great Sunday morning now to bring us to his house? Were we really joyful like we should have been because we got the oil of joy? Why? Because he's anointed us. He's anointed us for a plan and a purpose for today that you don't even have to say a word. All you got to do is be what you to are called to be and be that one. How many encouraged to see the Estradas here this morning? How many encouraged? You've been on that prayer. You were on that prayer list because you told me you were coming. I see you, Sunday, but I took your word for what it's worth. Come on, say amen. And I said, okay, we're not going to put them on the list today, but we're praying for those right now. Hello, somebody. Why? Because his enemy, and by the way, your face looked like it lost some weight. What? See, I watch you. Oh, that means you've been fighting. It's different when you have to be on that Ozempic or whatever they call it. Ozempic, you know, all that stuff. All you gotta, if you want to lose weight, tell them to take your taste away and smell. And automatically will disappear because you don't want to eat no more. Come on. But a merry heart. How many know what a merry heart is? How many know why you're supposed to have this? This is why your life isn't where it should be, because your heart, say my heart, it needs to be transformed. If anything, we need a transplant of the heart this morning. Realize that God's people, not the world, not the way of the world. Come on. In the way of our spiritual journey, a merry heart. God has given you the moment you come to him, the moment you accept his salvation plan, the moment you say yes to the Lord. He does a transplanting of a stony heart to a new fleshly heart. Come on, say amen. That's why if you ever, your first experience with him is so great, you're full of tears and you don't care how much your nose is running. Women, you don't care if your makeup's all over the place. It's such a joy happening. And guys, you don't care if they show our weaknesses. You know, real men don't cry. No, real men do cry. David's proving it. Come on, he can't even say one word and there he goes. Hello. That's my son-in-law, so I could talk about him. Come on, but how come you didn't cry when you asked for my daughter's marriage? How come you weren't like that then? You weren't crying? Okay. He says he does, so pray for my memory. Come on, say amen. Yeah, he said, you don't know her. But go for it. Say amen. She says yes, it was her issue, not mine. I'm messing with my son-in-law. We're pretty close. Right? We're really close. In fact, I thank him today because he helped put our mini blinds today, this weekend. So our office is almost done. We have a new office. But a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. Look at you. Can't even smile. I don't have a reason. Yes, you do. You've been forgiven. Now I have a reason for, that's a song for a living. You forget those old songs? I've been forgiven. Some of us have been forgiven much, haven't we? Come on, that's enough to keep me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, and even when the law came looking for me, thank you, Jesus. I was very thankful when they came looking for me because of where I came from and what I fought with. When they came looking for me, right there, they pointed, there's the guy. I said, okay, God, you forgave me. It's been 7 years. I'm ready. Come on, say amen. What does that mean? I got to go to prison. I'm going to prison. And I already have a plan, Lord. I'm going to preach your gospel in there. Come on, because I've learned and I heard and I know we can be done in the prison. Say amen, somebody. But when they came with a different story. But my heart didn't flutter. My heart wasn't scared. My heart was ready. Why? Because a merry heart. Come on. My sales staff didn't know I was in management. They had no idea. What the detectives are looking for you. I said, yeah, I know who they are. I went under their name. This is that, and that's so and so. Come on. 7 years. It's amazing. I haven't forgot them. Forgot the proposal, maybe, but not that. Come on, say amen. A merry heart makes it a cheerful countenance. Listen to that. Your countenance, your expressions, your walk. Hello? When you're going to work, how's your countenance? Huh? If you're in the morning, because some of you are not morning persons, I know that. We're morning people. We're late people. Late to bed, early to rise, no matter what, we're joyful. Come on, say amen. We're joyful, except when you're going to get those hour sleeps, because that does happen. Come on. But a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. But sorrow of the heart, here it comes, church. This is what you don't understand, why you're not, your countenance is showing. And we can, and I hate to tell you, 80% of the church walks like that. Your countenance, say your countenance. Look in the mirror. James says you look in the mirror and you forgot what you look like, so you got to go back. How many have done that many times? Huh? You look at your mirror, you go out, and then you're in the car. Look at, what'd you forget? You still look the same. Come on. What you looked like 5 minutes ago, you look the same, unless the wind came and blew your hair all over the place. Hello, blew your toupee off. Right? Your wig came off. But no, look at what it says, a merry heart. Say a merry heart. Come on, a merry heart. A joyful, the word joyful is what should be there. A joyful heart makes a cheerful outward appearance. Because how many know that it's not that God's looking for your outside, He's expecting from you your outside appearance to show and radiate what the inside should be radiating. Because what your heart is, your exterior should look what the interior is looking like. Come on, say amen. You can judge us by here, but when you look at the outside, it's looking pretty good. Thank God for John Tafoya making our yards look good. Come on. Amen. And the people who making this place look good, smell. Does it smell good in here? How does it smell in here? I can't tell. I don't have a taste or smell. What's it like? How's my church? I'm concerned. How's it smell? Does it smell muggy in here? Does it smell like it's got like something that's too much flatulence going on? Come on, help me here, somebody. How does it smell when you walk in the door? Because I have no clue. And it bothers me. It bothers me. Come on, people back away. What the heck? Come on, you don't get this. But I got to keep my countenance. It's not about taste. It's not about smell. What it is a realization that I've been forgiven. And I need to keep a countenance. Amen, somebody. I need to keep this joyful. That, you know, I got rebuked because I kept smiling while I'm getting rebuked by the boss, the owner. Oh, why are you smirking again, Aguilar? I said, I'm not smirking because I'm smiling at you because I'm supposed to smile when I'm being rebuked by the same person again for the same thing again. Thinking things are going to change. How many have done that? Mom should learn that. Why are you saying that again? You expect different things? You know, whip them for God's sake if they're not doing. Whip them. The Bible says whip them. But don't forget then, God's going to whip you. How many know we need to be whipped? Oh, you don't want Him to whip you because it hurts. It hurts for days. Come on. Say amen. But look at, but the sour of heart. How many know what that means? The sour of the heart, the spirit is broken. We got the church walking in a broken spirit. We're praying for the broken spirit. We're praying for the broken heart. We're praying against that spirit of heaviness because it comes to steal from you. Come on. You could have all the, how many have seen the actors and actresses with all this kind of money and look at their life. They have no joy. They don't have no true life. They got everything they want. And you get this poorest person that's living a life and he's got very little and they're happier than you can believe. What is wrong? It's because the countenance of the spirit is different. This morning, God wants your spirit right now to be where it should be. It should be in a position. Come on, are you listening? It should be in a position that we're showing and walking around like even where we just came out of, you know, or, you know, the visitations of the hospitals or the cemeteries. You know, good people are buried in the cemetery. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And did you know those good people are not making heaven their home? Because not everybody's making heaven their home like you think and been lied to. Not everybody, because the Bible is true. I'm trying to make heaven. I'm not there yet. Come on. All I know is this is the closest to hell I'm ever going to live. That's all I want. Come on. So what that means is in the challenging days that what God given me by his spirit, I've learned that this is the Proverbs, because Proverbs, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Reverence to my, I do this too because I want to reverence my God. I want everybody to know my God. Say amen, somebody. I want everybody to hear what God is doing, what God has done. You guys have no clue what God has done for everybody around here. I take inventory of what God does. The moment you walk into this church, inventory starts being run. I've seen what God has done for most of you that just started. Come on. Raises, positions. Come on. Hello. You guys don't know, but I'm writing it down. Not literally. I'm probably going to write a book about you guys. I got a big book because I've been doing this for 40 years. Amen. But you have no clue because your heart is not cheerful, so your countenance is not showing it. And that is being judged by what God's wisdom is saying to us. I hear you, Lord. It's because the sorrow of our heart, the spirit is broken. My spirit has been broken by somebody. And it ain't the devil. He can't break you. He can lie to you, but he can't break you. Come on, are you saying, are you here? That's why the story of Job is so important, but not as important as the spirit of our Savior. They couldn't break him. He couldn't break the apostles. Once the anointing was released on all his people. See, when it was fulfilled, it was there. It's done. Okay, now fulfillment is coming. The price has to be paid for this oil. How many know what I'm talking about? How many heard that the oil went down from $100 something to $86? Huh? Come on. Come on. Don't believe the lie. You want change in America? You better go vote on Tuesday for California. And if you, I'm sorry, if you want to keep the same party for the last 16 years and you're happy, well, there's one born every day. Come on, say amen. But if you want change, then go ask and make change for the one that can come and bring change. Hello. Come on, a merry heart. But see, your spirit has been broken. This is what you got lied to. You got cheated. You got stolen. Come on, are you here? Now watch this. Watch this. And how is he going to confirm that I got stolen or I've been challenged or it came against me? Look at what verse 15 of the same chapter says. All the days of the afflicted are evil. All the days. Look at it. It may not end. I mean, your good days should always outdo your bad days. How many know what that means? But don't ask God to use you if you don't want to be used by God. Because if you want to be used by God, Satan's coming. Come on. You want to be gifted by God? You want that recognition? Somebody get, you know, the shadows. Have you seen the price that Paul the Apostle paid? Huh? Do you want to get whipped 5 times? Huh? Do you want to get the rod 3 times? Do you want to be shipwrecked? How about going to prison for just loving Jesus? Why not? I just love the Lord. What? You're going 10 years. Hard labor. Shackled down. Understand about being used by God. Come on. You better understand that. You better know there's the affliction. Because look what he says on the Proverbs here on 15 again. Same chapter 15. I mean, 15 and 15. All the days of affliction are evil. They're not good for us. They're bad. Come on. It's upon us. Hello? Are you happy going to the... Come on, tell me. Are you happy that you're going to the gas station and paying $5.49 if that's the best you can find? Are you happy? I am. Why? Because I get to fill my tank. That's the miracle of God. Hello, somebody. I get to do when I'm watching now. I'm putting $5. $5 is probably going to get that person a gallon. And you're looking at their countenance, and they're looking at you. You're all happy, all feeling, just kicking back you in your windows. Come on. Amen. And it keeps going. All of a sudden, isn't it? What? 80? What? 90? What? What's it trying to do to you? It's breaking you, bro. Because you used your debit card and you only got $80 and now it's at $90. So shame on you. Unless you have faith in God. No, you're not hearing. You're not hearing this. Because if you did, look what he said. Even though all the days of afflicted are evil, but me, that is of a merry heart, has a continuous feast. Fill it up, please. Come on. Fill it up. Why? Because I'm still going to have leftover. Why? Because my God is more than enough. Why? Because I'm happy that I can pay the price that I'm paying. Not that I agree with it 100%, right? I don't agree with a lot of things, but I know that my God, I'm not going to let this rob me. And I don't care who's president. I don't care who's governor is. If I voted for the right governor, I praise the Lord. If I didn't vote for the right governor, I praise the Lord because he's going to sustain me. He's going to sustain us. He's going to sustain our ministry. And they're coming after ministry. This current people that in this current offices of the last 16 years, they're coming after God's people. They don't want church. They don't like that you give your money to the church. And the billionaire act, for some of you, I don't want to go into the political world, but this billionaire act that they're trying to pass, you're probably all happy. Yeah, no, you better not be happy. You better have some intelligence because in that bill that you may sign and approve for because you voted for to tax the billionaires because they don't need anything. Yeah, they do. They need that. They don't want the tax. That's why they're getting out of Dodge. But in that bill, because we don't read the bill, is a bill that they can come and research everything, who you are, what you have, how much you have, and if they like, they can tax it. They're coming after the poor man. They're coming after the middleman. The billionaire, they're too smart. Come on. It's just us. And how many know that the church is in that mode? They don't like that the church is not taxed. Hello? We don't pay taxes except for that building right there next door to us. Come on. We're exempt. No, you're not here. All the days of the afflicted, that's us, are evil. But he that is of merry heart has a continuous, they continue. Now watch this, Proverbs 17, real quick. Like I'm going to go through them real quick like now. I'm going to let you go. We got to go. Come on, say we got to go. I don't know where we're going, but we got to go. Come on, we're always in a hurry. Ever ready? Got to go, got to go. Come on, people, got to go. Where are we going to go? Oh, if today was a Sunday that we're going to have lunch, we're going to go have lunch. Yeah, you'll clap and say amen. And we'll, and then when that time comes, which won't be too far, we're going to go to chapter 17. And let's go all the way down to verse number 22. Again, I'm talking about the merry heart. You find the merry heart in many ways here. This is just a couple of them. Verse 22. A merry heart does good. Does good. Like. Look what it says in the King James, New King. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit, there it comes, dry as the bone. Now, you know how the actual word says it? The Hebrew word right there would be, a merry heart does good like a cure. God doesn't come to just put medicine. He comes to cure you. 39 stripe he bore that you could be cured. Say amen. But if you don't know about the merry heart, what it should do for us, this is why it dries the bone. You know what dry as the bone is? This, have you seen the diseases we fight for the drying of the bones? Come on. You know arthritis? It's part of that. It's part of the lies that the world sends us and comes against us of life. It has consequences to us. Because if it can take our joy, it's going to take us. Come on. Are you here? A broken spirit drieth the bones. Oh, help me here. This is what we fight a leukemia a lot with right here. We pray for those and we come against that. But you got to know what to come against. Hello? I sent Kevin on a mission. I said, you remember, go tell your sister why this breast cancer. You already know what we studied. You already know what the Word of God has brought to us. You go tell her that she has unforgiveness toward her mother, a sister, or a relative, another female. And then God's already began to work for the prayers we got. Come on, because we fight in a spiritual battle. Say amen, somebody. She's not even saved, but we're hoping this will save her. Come on, God, prove yourself. Hello, I'm asking that. God, prove you. Get your heart back. Get your heart in order. Get it back where you're joyful. Remember, he saved you. He forgave you. Remember that. Start with that then. He forgave you. But the problem we have, we get robbed right here because of the merry heart. That's good like a man. We lose our joyfulness because as he blesses you, we forget the blesser. As if he gives you more, we forget who gave the more. And next thing you know, we're living on the more, and that we want more, and we don't understand why we want more. We don't understand why this is in our mindset, why we're even thinking that way. But it's because, I'm going to tell you, there's only one reason. We forgot. We're no different than the children of Israel. Read the children of Israel. We forgot that we cried, rescue us. He rescued us. He brought us to the Red Sea, opened the Red Sea. He brought us to the rock with water. He brought us to a place with manna. He brought us to a place of quail. He kept bringing us to a place that we kept forgetting every time. We forget and then repent, forget, repent, forget, repent. And what happened? They didn't make it. A merry heart. Come on, church. A merry heart does good like medicine. And I want to leave you with some other scriptures because we have so many other scriptures. Proverbs chapter 12, 12:35. I would just go through them and you can put them on the screen, but I see. Chapter 12, another word for another way of use rather than the word actual merry. You're going to see it right here. Are you here this morning? Come on, how many are ready to take back what the enemy stole? We just sang it. I'm going to take back what the enemy stole. Come on. How about I'm going to take back what I let be given? Come on. I can't blame the devil. Sing it all day because he didn't take it. You gave it up. You're in debt because you wanted the materials. And now you're asking God, get me out of debt. He goes, well, I'll get you out of debt, but just don't go get back in debt. How many times have you seen God do that for people? I've seen it over and over. I said, why? He just paid your debt. Why'd you go get back in debt? Hello? You get a raise, and there you're spending the raise. Come on. The ant says to us in Proverbs, put some away, buy for what's now, and give some. The ant is smarter than us. Say amen. The littlest creature that are on our earth, a part of. But going back to Proverbs chapter 12, look what 25 says. Again, heaviness. It's part of not being merry. We already read that. Heaviness in the heart of man makes it stoop. It brings you down where you shouldn't be. Come on, are you listening, church? Come on, he never had you to be down there. He had you to be above, not beneath. Come on, learn this. This is who you are. Life circumstances, do not let them beat you down. Rebuke it. Come against it. Use God's word by the forgiveness first and foremost, because we're forgiven. I have a reason still to live. And sometimes change has to come, and you hate change, but change is always going to be good if it's from God. Always. Come on, say amen. It's always going to be good. And I read so many stories of the goodness of God. I said, wow, that was you, Lord. I just read one this morning. I said, God, that was you. For you that I sent an email, if you're not reading it, shame on you. Shame on you, because I sent a word of the Lord from those out there, not from me. Some of them are, except Sunday. I didn't send one out this morning. But look what it says one more time. Heaviness of the heart, right? Makes one stoop. But a good word, what's a good word to you? Huh? How about this? God's got this. How about this? He's never forsaken me. How about this? He's never let me down. How about this? He always made a way. How about this? He's always paid my price. How about this? He's always extended favor. Even when I wasn't looking for it, he extended. How about that? How about the many things that God has done for you to be proven who you are and who he is to you? But without the good heart, without the merry heart, without the understanding, what are you looking for without him? Why are you not content with him? Because he's got promotion. It's coming. It's not from the south or the east or the west or the north. It's from him. Are you here? So as you're reading this, you know, as we're going, there's more scriptures I would love to give you, but I'm going to close this with this. Let's go to the final book. Let's go to Psalms now. Let's go to 37. I'm trying my heart. I'm sweating bullets sitting here. Not because it's hot. It's because I can feel the anointing of God in me. Come on, I feel the presence of God just rising. And I can go on and on and on and on and on, but I'm not doing that because I can feel you, say you. That's right. You can't feel me, but I feel you. But you should be able to feel me. I should be resonating with your spirit. Your spirit and my spirit should be resonating and saying, yes, God, that's me. Yes, God, that's how I feel. Yes, God, that's what I'm going through. Yes, God, I want to be happy, but I can't. Why? Because depression's upon you. And depression's not from God. God doesn't press you. Come on, say amen. Life is doing that. And in the enemy will use that as long as it knows it can defeat you. It will use it over and over. And the reason why you fail over and over, because you have proven that that's what is a disturbance to you. God already knows all things. He knows about relationships. He knows about provision. He knows about all that we need to know. I love that one, how it said anxiety of the heart. Come on. Say amen. God is not giving the spirit of fear, you say, but you're all so afraid. No, I'm not afraid. Yeah, it is. Some of you are afraid of a cockroach. Another side of our world, they eat them. Disgusting. And did you know the cockroach is related to the lobster? They've been sent to here to clean up the earth. So if you like lobster, try the cockroach. It's cheaper. You can grow your own. You might even know people who have them. Come on. You guys need some humor. You need some help. You need a merry heart. That's what God's telling you. Even in the time of trouble, you can have a right heart. David said the best thing we could ever hear, King David, give me a right spirit. Renew my heart. But you need to hear what he wrote right here. On chapter 37. And I'm going to close you with this. Number 23. Psalms 37 and 23. Look how, if anybody can say these words, is King David, because he was a man of blood. He was a very lustful man. Very lustful. Come on. Very lustful. Right? Very devious. Very, 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 how can we say it? When his plan failed, he worked out a different plan. He was a planner. Come on. He had the man killed. Hello? Isn't that funny? But yet he can still write this to us. Because if anybody knows us, it's our God through people. And this is to you this morning. The steps, verse 23. Of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Are you listening to this? And he delights in his way. Why? Because your heart is merry. And even if you don't like it, and I can tell you, bore you with stories, I can bore you from where we came from to where we're at. I can bore you with stuff that you'll never understand because you're not us and you didn't sit where we sit and we don't sit where you sit. Ezekiel said it the best, unless you sit where they sat, in which we've sat a lot of places. And trust us, if it didn't happen, it was near, but God delivered us. He intervened for us. Why? Because that's the goodness of God. Because he says a good man's step. And all I want to know is, are you understanding that God's calling you a good person? Even if you were the cheater, the adulterer, the man full of lust, the one that was a murderer, devious, come on. That yet God called him a man after his own heart. Why? Because he knows who you are. Come on, stand to your feet. This morning, he's asking you about your heart. Why isn't it merry? Why isn't your countenance showing that you're happy with his salvation? Happy with what he provides for you? Happy as he's leading you? Happy as he's making way for you? Why is your countenance not showing this? And he's described it why already. Your spirit is broken. Why? Hello? What has happened? What was let in that broke your spirit, man? It only comes because you let it in. What is it, church, that he can get you back on track? That he can get you to be positioned exactly where he wants you with him, that your countenance can show. Amen. Not worried. Can't even smile. He's not worthy. You know, if you're concerned about your pearly whites, if you can't afford a dentist, ask him to give you some pearly whites. We've seen it happen. We have friends that God put a whole set of teeth in, only to lose that great set of teeth because he went back to where he was. Just don't do that. He wants your continence. This morning, he wants you to understand, to have the answers he gave you about your heart, that he can continue to rise up in you, make way for you, perfect your way, bring back the right way, bring back what you need in your life, bring back what has been lying to you that should have lied to you. This is the God we serve. Come on, somebody say amen. This morning, I ask you that you bow your heads with us. Father, forgive us. First